Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Relax Wearing PPE from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how hypnosis can help you to quickly and effectively tune out the discomfort of wearing personal protective equipment so that you can remain calm, clear-headed, and focused on your work. PPE can be uncomfortable in all kinds of ways. It can make people feel hot and restricted, like it's harder to communicate, harder to breathe, and more difficult to stay hydrated throughout the working day. Depending on the equipment used, it can cause chafing, pressure, and even some degree of physical pain. And when the work you're doing is already intense and stressful, the PPE can end up adding a whole other layer of pressure to your experience of doing your job. This session is going to help you to relieve that pressure, because human beings are very good at getting used to pretty much anything given enough time and experience. We are nature's great adapters. We've learned to survive and thrive in all kinds of environments, from the burning heat of the Saharan desert to the icy tundra of the Arctic. And there are forms of PPE that people have worn throughout history, from blacksmiths and welders to medieval knights wearing inconceivably heavy, cumbersome armour on the battlefield, to scientists working in sub-zero research laboratories or taking lava samples from live volcanoes. So what happens when we get used to discomfort? Well, our brain progressively tunes it out, and our body adapts to it. We no longer experience any heightened emotion about wearing the equipment. It just becomes part of what's needed for the job, a necessary part of the working day. This is the experience of people who've worn PPE as part of their job for many years. It ultimately becomes something they don't give a second thought to, because their body and mind are so familiar with wearing it. The deeply relaxing, hypnotic part of this session is going to help you to experience this instinctive familiarity with wearing PPE ahead of time, so that you can get used to it much sooner. It's also going to help you clear out any less than helpful thoughts or emotional responses you've had towards wearing PPE in the past. And finally, it's going to help you to feel calm, clear-headed, and focused whenever you're wearing the equipment, so that the very act of putting on the PPE makes you instinctively feel calm, focused, and ready to begin your work. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just allow those eyes to close if they haven't yet. As you begin to settle back and settle down inside, as you take a very slow, deep breath, now or in a few moments, hold it for a moment, and then just let go into relaxation and rest. And as you listen to these words, you can notice how your brain turns the sound of these words into meaning without you having to do anything at all. That your brain's ability to process language is something that just happens, effortlessly and unconsciously, so that even if you consciously tried to hear these words as just sounds, your brain would turn them into meaning anyway. And in the same way, the dreams that you dream when you sleep aren't something you need to plan with your conscious mind. It's something your unconscious mind, the unconscious intelligence of your body and brain, knows how to do naturally and instinctively. Just as the process of drifting into a state of deeper and deeper absorption and inner focus is something that the body-mind is already familiar with. Because there have been times in your life when you've been utterly absorbed in the moment, have there not? Perhaps in a song, a film, a novel, something where you completely immersed yourself in what was happening, and the outside world faded away. And there is a wonderful freedom in realizing that your experience can change like that. That when you immerse yourself in a dream at night, effortlessly and unconsciously, as the body relaxes, as the breathing begins to smooth out, and as you let go into a profoundly deep state of relaxation and rest, that in immersing yourself in that dream, in strolling through and into the limitless landscapes and possibilities of your dreaming mind, that you naturally tune out the sensations of lying in bed at night. That as you relax even deeper into the dreams of sleep, there in bed at night, you forget about the sensation of your head on the pillow. You tune out the world around, and you go deep, deep inside your own space within for rest and rejuvenation. And the facial muscles can soften, and the shoulders can loosen a little bit more with each and every out breath. As you allow yourself this time out to rest now, even more deeply, perhaps, than your conscious mind had expected. Because your inner mind, your unconscious mind, knows how to find the place that is already most relaxed, here and now, in that body, and to allow that relaxation to deepen and flow through and through each and every part of you as you relax twice as deep inside now. That's it. Relaxing deeper and deeper with each number from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 0 -1 -3, -10, down to whatever number feels right for you. And when a person moves house to a place where there's a train line nearby, the passing trains may sound ever so loud at first. The vibrations in the house may be ever so distracting at first. But then bit by bit, the noise becomes less and less noticeable. The vibrations somehow just fade into the background, because the person's brain instinctively tunes it out as they lived day by day in the house, and the mind comes to understand that these noises and sensations are fine, are safe. And I remember a friend of mine who lived near an airport, and their house literally shook when a plane went overhead, and I couldn't believe it when I first visited. But my friend didn't seem to even notice it, because having lived there for some time, his brain had now categorized that sound and that vibration as completely irrelevant. Just as a farmer stops smelling the smell of the farm, your brain knows how to tune out what doesn't need to be attended to. And in a story from childhood, a girl raised in the jungle was found and brought back to civilization. She was given clothes and shoes to wear, and she was sent to school. And in the beginning, that uniform and those shoes felt so strange, so unnatural, so restrictive, so tight, so heavy, that she couldn't ever imagine how the children around her thought it was normal. But then gradually, over weeks and months, her body and brain adapted as she began this new chapter of her life. Because we are nature's great adapters. And before she realized it, wearing clothes and shoes felt normal for her. Just as speaking a new language in this place was now becoming normal for her too. She was adjusting, adapting through time, until her new life became second nature to her, and she could comfortably relax into it. And you can have a dreamlike vision as you relax even deeper still, or a sensation or an idea or a sense of a past you way over there. Way over there in the distance, before the start of one of your shifts. A time just before that past you was going to be putting on that PPE. That's it, and you can be observing this from a calm distance, like an eagle over a mountain top, observing from a place of calm stillness. Seeing that you down there from a different perspective now, watching yourself there at the start of the working day. And when I count from 3 to 1, you can have a dreamlike sense of fast-forwarding all the way rapidly through time, until after that you over there has finished their shift and is taking off the PPE. And 3, 2, 1. The whole day now whooshing past in a blur, all the way past, all the way through, images flickering past, until that you over there has removed the PPE at the end of the day. That's it. And now you can relax even deeper still. Here in the stillness and peace of this mountaintop. And to clear out any less than helpful associations that your unconscious mind may have been carrying around about that PPE in the past, you can now smoothly glide down and down into the end of that memory, the time after the end of your shift, bringing this calm with you, so that you're now in the time after having removed the PPE after the end of your shift, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, in that time after you've already removed it. And this time, I'm going to count from 3 to 1. And you can rewind rapidly from the inside through that past time until you're back at the time before the start of your shift. And 3, 2, and 1. Just whooshing back through time, back and back. Images flickering backwards at that shift. Everything going backwards and back until you're now here before the start of your shift again, quite some time before you are putting on the PPE. That's it. And through doing this, you're clearing out the old associations. And your inner mind knows how to calm and quiet down that experience, instinctively. So that when you reflect upon it now, it already has a much calmer neutrality to it. As you relax and rest even deeper still. That's it. Letting all of that fade. Breathing smoothly and evenly. Releasing what needs to be released. And whatever needs to be tuned out about the experience of wearing PPE can be tuned out to just the right degree, like a dial being turned down deep inside now. That's it. A dial being turned down, down and down inside, and being set at a new level of calm neutrality. And as that happens, you can have a sense of watching a future you who's going to be wearing PPE, now looking much calmer. A sense of unconscious adjustments taking place. Cooling where needs to be cooled. Calming and quietening what needs to be quietened. So that the PPE itself becomes imbued with a calm familiarity and neutrality. A glowing energy of calm focus, of calm clear-headedness, now imbuing that you over there. A glowing energy of calm focus, of calm, clear-headedness, now imbuing the PPE itself, so that the very act of putting on the PPE induces a calm clarity in you that stays with you all through your shift, each and every time. And you can get a sense of the reality of that now, of putting on the PPE, and it being somehow imbued with this calm clarity, allowing you to focus, allowing you to calmly tune out what needs to be tuned out, and to calmly focus on what you need to be doing. And there can be an unconscious, instinctive familiarity in knowing how to do this. Like it's something you've known how to do for years. Just as clothes and shoes are familiar to you. Just as you know how to do things now that you never knew how to do when you were younger. That a younger you might even have thought would be impossible for you, and yet now you can do them. Because as an adult, you have more resourcefulness, more resilience, and more inner strength than you may even know. And you can get an inner sense of certainty now that you can wear PPE with calm confidence. Calm, clear-headed focus. Tuning out what needs to be tuned out. And focusing in on what you need to focus in on. And you can just get a sense of doing that now in your mind. Experiencing this calm confidence and focus. Imbuing the experience of wearing PPE all through your shift, naturally and instinctively, feeling calm, clear-headed, and focused all through your shift. That's good. And then you can get a sense of after the shift, removing the PPE safely and in accordance with the guidelines, and recalling how you experienced this inner calm, focus, and confidence all through the shift. That's it. And afterwards, you can deeply relax and unwind back home after work. And give yourself time like this to relax and rest now. As your unconscious mind makes all the necessary adjustments so that you can feel calm, clear-headed, and focused whenever you're wearing PPE. Now. And you can listen to this session often, and you can feel even calmer and more focused when wearing PPE each time that you listen. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back to full alertness, back to the here and now. As I count from 1 to 5, and 1, you can just notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. 2. Feeling more refreshed and more alert. 3. Beginning to come all the way back now. And 4. Feeling very good, coming all the way back. And 5. You can just have a nice stretch if you like, and then whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this session every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice you're feeling so much more calm and more instinctively familiar with wearing PPE. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as the 10-minute power nap and a healthy rest. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.